What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, kickoff of hour number two. Good to have you with us here on a rainy Friday in the nation's capital. We'll get to the Wizards. We'll get to Justin Tucker. We'll get to the Caps NHL draft coming up tonight in Los Angeles. We'll touch on that. Nationals open up a series just down the road from that in Anaheim against the Angels, who are resurgent. Caitlin Clark was out last night. So the Mystics, my goodness, they beat the Las Vegas Aces last night in Vegas. Third consecutive win. And things are looking positive for them. I just saw Ted Leonsis tweet something about the current renovations at Capital One Arena. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and everything was well underway as we featured, and he's touting even more progress from there. And again, bottom line, let me circle around here. For me, it doesn't matter whether it's at Landover or RFK. I get the emotional attachment. I get the spiritual home, whatever. I get what you all grew up with. I was never there for a Redskins game. I was only there for Nationals games. I have seen that place decay and rot and all that. I get every reason in the world why you would want to build a new football stadium and an entertainment complex there. There's lots of good reasons for it. But ultimately, to me, even though I'm in favor of the project, I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be angry or what have you if they go back to Landover, because I understand it. I understand the deal. It's a lot of money. They own the property there. It's easier. There's people that are less opposed to. And of course, you have more freedom when you own stuff as opposed to rent or use or not really rent, because they're talking about a $1 bill per year. It's not really renting, but whatever. I mean, there's all sorts of things at play here that, again, makes me go and kind of in favor of my pal David Cassidy, who email we wrote, it's just easier to do. And it always has been easier. That's why I always thought that was going to be where the new stadium was, unless Virginia, which has more money, had a plan in place. And as it turned out, Virginia screwed up a new 20,000-seat arena, never mind a 65, 70,000-seat football stadium. And they screwed it up so quickly you couldn't even bat an eyelash. All right, let's get this. Before we get back to the phones, Nate, Athan, hang on, we'll get to you. Mark Ein was on with the Junkies this morning. And you heard our last caller reference, or second to last caller, reference Mark Ein with the Junkies a couple of weeks ago. And he would directly ask, then, is there a second alternative, right? So now we have this July 15th deadline. Again, that is part of the deal that the Washington Commanders and Muriel Bowser and the D.C. government agreed to. The D.C. City Council did not agree to it. They're being asked to greenlight it and approve it by July 15th. So here's Ein this morning with the Junks when asked about the July 15th deadline and what possibly the next phase of planning could look like.
You know, you can look at it from so many different dimensions, but like, first of all, in D.C., there have been three stadiums built. And every single one has transformed the area it was in. If you guys, when I moved back to DC in the 90s, I lived down the street from where Cap One Arena was. Is that literally a block away was a red light district. You know, the East End was forgotten. No one came over. You build Cap One, that part of town's completely transformed. Then you do the baseball stadium. You go drive down there. It's actually incredible. I don't ever go down there, and it blows my mind how an old industrial area is now literally just building after building after building. And then you go to the soccer stadium, where I actually own the land under the soccer stadium. It was a junkyard and an old warehouse. And there was a coal-fired Pepco power plant there that was never going to move until the land was needed. You build a soccer stadium, it gets transformed. So, like, we have these case studies of what happens. And then you have 180 acres on that part of town where it hasn't gotten the same investment. And here's the perfect catalyst to do exactly the same thing, but actually even bigger. So that's one lens. And then the other thing I'd say is, you know, I've lived the journey here. I was on the board to bring the Olympics here. I was co-chair of the group to try to bring the 2026 World Cup to DC. And that was so frustrating because FIFA badly wanted to have games in DC next year. It's very unusual for a capital city not to get games, but we didn't have a stadium. They made us bid for the World Cup with the Baltimore Stadium. And what people may forget is that the National Fan Festival for the World Cup was going to be on the National Mall. We were going to have three of the biggest teams staying in D.C. All that's gone. And yeah, that's nice because you get to go to games, but the economic impact of stuff like that is so massive. You know, and then you listen at the press conference, Roger talked about that, you know, he had no promises, but certainly you're going to be considered for Super Bowls. The economic impact in New Orleans was $1.2 billion for the Super Bowl. So, like, these things are economic drivers, and I think.
All right. That is Mark Ein, minority owner of the Washington Commanders, of course, the Mubadala City Open, and longtime friend of Josh Harris, somebody who knows economics and business at a very high-end level, somebody who's also out to make money, let's be honest. I mean, Mark Ein's a businessman, right? Every businessman in America is out to make money. So let's start there and let's acknowledge that. That being said, he's talking about the enormous and indirect economic impact of what a stadium, what an entertainment district brings in. And this is the other thing. I think I forgot to clean this up prior to the top of the hour real quickly. And I'll just say this again. You know, John and Falls Church called and said, hey, you know, at most we're going to use that facility, what, 20 times a year? You figure a couple of soccer games, 10, 11 football games tops. You know, a couple of concerts, what have you. Well, I would say this. Currently, at the current stadium, they have at least 20 events a year, at least. And it's probably more than that between soccer, concerts, this, that, and the other. So it's at least 20 events a year. But what the new current stadium does not have, which has been one of the biggest problems in terms of being a revenue-generating tool, is this. The surrounding entertainment district, whether that be a small hotel, whether that be 200 different restaurants, eateries, bars, whatever it might be, inside, outside, patio, high-end, low-end, fast food, whatever it might be, just alcohol establishments, i.e. bars. What it doesn't have, what I was, you know, able to witness in Foxborough, which is you literally walk up a big flight of stairs. Granted, it's a big flight of stairs. And you walk into literally 100 yards, not even, from the football stadium, Gillette Stadium, into a wonderland of shopping and entertainment and hospitality. Right? You are bringing people to that site because it's on the site and next to the football stadium in Foxborough, which is not Washington, D.C. There's nothing in Foxborough except for that. That is an economic driver 360-plus days of year. Because whoever owns that property, whether it be the government, city, state, what have you, team, and everything's a little bit different, right? And obviously, again, at Landover, the team owns the property. you're bringing in revenue, tax revenue, city, state, local tax revenue, not to mention revenue from people that are operating those businesses year round, not just 12 football games a year. Year round. And whether they stay, they don't stay, you know, obviously there are businesses that are going to make it and businesses that aren't going to make it. And that's up to the individual businesses. And maybe this is too aggressive of a plan, but you can have a small entertainment village. You don't have to have 500 different options. You can have a small entertainment village and bring people to that area all the time. People go out to eat constantly. They go out to drink alcohol constantly. Do more of that. That's what brings people out. And yes, you can have some boutique shopping. And yes, you can have some high-end stores and fancy schmancy this and fancy schmancy that. I got it. But bring in what brings in the money and the tax revenue and the tourism and the influx to Prince George's County or into Washington, D.C. that currently isn't there. It just isn't there. And I'm sorry. I understand a library would be nice and housing would be nice and a park and a playground would be nice. It doesn't bring in the same kind of revenue. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. And again, as part of the current RFK agreement, there's going to be a huge, huge recreational and sports development area that's currently there right now. They're going to redo it and spend, I think it's like $90 million or something like that as part of the renovation. All right, let's get out to the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to line four, Chris. Nate in Upper Marlboro, next up on the Team 980. Hello, Nate. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What's going
on? What's up, Nate?
Man?
What's going on, man?
Ain't no much. Honestly, to me, like, I don't really care where the stadium is, honestly. You know what I'm saying? All I care about is the product on the field, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, because, like, growing up, like, I haven't seen Washington win anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm only 30. I'm only 39, so I kind of just missed out. You know what I mean? But
You were still a youngish buck when they last played at RFK Stadium. It doesn't have the same emotional impact on you that exactly. It might a 50-year-old.
Exactly. So, me, all I ever cared about was winning. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
For a long time, I was on the train of, man, they got to get back to D.C. They got to get back to D.C. because I was on the belief, the superstitious belief that the only way they can win is to go back to D.C. Mm. And I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think a lot of people, a lot of our fans was kind of on that too because we wasn't winning here. So it's like, man, we got to go back to D.C. because that's what we want. That's where we're going to win. But now that things look like it's turning and turn, and we can win at, you know, in Maryland or D.C. or wherever, I really don't care. I care about is the product on the field. I don't care about you know,
Nate, I think that mentality that you were just mentioning was very much a reality. Mm-hmm. I think people thought, oh, if we just go back to D.C., we'll win, or that's our only chance. If we just go back to the old game, that's our only chance. And that was such a short-sighted, warped view in my eyes. This was about, I think, Ein and specifically Josh and Mitch Rales and whatnot going to that stadium as young men, right, growing up and having that sentimentality, that emotional attachment with their dads, with their brothers, with their family, tailgating, partying, winning, all of that stuff. So I understood why they wanted to go back. But make no mistake about it. Again, you are, as a businessman, I believe, better off if you build a brand new entertainment venue and district in Washington, D.C. than you are in Landover. So that's also part of the thought process as well. Hey, we're better off doing this, and that's our legacy, just like it is for Muriel Bowser. Now, the complicating factor is we own the land in Landover. We don't in Washington, D.C., and it almost derailed the project to begin with. We almost didn't get here. Think about how close we were in December to not even getting here where we are now. Yeah. And now we're kind of I don't know, maybe at the 15-yard line and trying to score a touchdown instead of kicking a field goal. And it may or may not happen, but the bottom line is, think about where we were in just last December, and think about how tenuous this whole situation is. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you. Like, of course, what matters most out of anything is winning on the field and doing it with class and dignity. And it doesn't matter if you're in Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., or quite honestly, if you build a field in a stadium in the Atlantic freaking ocean, it doesn't matter. Right. It matters for sentimentality purposes and emotional purposes. Yeah. But you can get past that if the product is really good and the stadium and the venue is really good.
Yeah. And not only that, like you said, from a business standpoint, that does make sense. And also, I will also say, just as to have the city in uniform, you know what I mean? Because the Caps is in D.C., Wizards in D.C., I believe the Mystics are in D.C.,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The baseball team is in D.C., the soccer team is in D.C. So if you did throw them back in D.C., then you have all your teams, you know, in one city, which would be great, you know. But ultimately, somebody like me, I really don't care, because I only go to probably about one or two games a year. So if they did go to Virginia, it's cool. I watch it on TV most of the time anyway.
That's fine. That's
fine. It wouldn't really affect me.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, and a lot of people are going to be priced out, and people are going to be mad. But
right.
I'm not mad that, you know, all of these fancy schmancy hotels exist in Washington, D.C., that I can't pay $700, $800, $900, whatever it is, a night to spend in, right? I mean, I can't be mad about that, just like I can't be mad that if, you know, on a radio salary, if I can't afford to take my kid to a concert or WrestleMania that's going to cost $400, $500 a night. I mean, that's just a part of doing life and business and all of that stuff. Nate, I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you, as always, man, and I understand your perspective. 301-230-0980. Tell you what, let's go to Athan in Annapolis, AA, get him in here, because I know he's a busy guy. He's got lots going on, some of which, you know, I'll just leave on the side. But I'm privy to things. What's up, AA? How are you?
I'm good. You got a good story yesterday, so we'll leave it at that. Some things just have to be kept private, unfortunately. So, listen, okay, it's to your point, it's going to cost them hundreds of millions of dollars to redevelop the area anyways into whatever they want it to be. And having a library and a couple restaurants or whatever they're going to have over there is not going to bring in the revenue they want. I mean, look how long it's taken to tear down RFK to begin with. The stadium is supposed to be down 2 years ago, and they still don't even have the major structure down.
Yep.
Low-income housing, it's not going to happen. There'll be a handful of apartments. Whatever meets the government requirement for them to get the tax write-offs they need, that's what it is, okay?
Yes.
Under the
new agreement that the Commanders have with D.C., yes, they will meet all those minimum requirements, and that will be a part of the deal. But if you're talking about just independently building either low or medium income housing or a library or a park or a playground, I got to be honest with you. I mean, some people are going to go there, but not enough people are ever going to go there. Like, if they don't build the stadium, I will never, ever, ever, ever return to that property or site. I have no reason to at all, ever.
Chris, the key word, like you just said, is minimum. They're doing the bare minimum they have to meet for the quote requirements. Okay, all that celebration with Bowser and Goodell and Harris, and they bring back Joe Gibbs, it was all a dog and pony show, because all this is at the end of the day is the old boys club, the billionaires club with Josh Harris, and versus a bunch of politicians. Look at Wes Moore. He needed fighter jets to let them go down to D.C. or whatever was in that deal. And the dollar taxes a year is also a bunch of nonsense, okay? And if Josh Harris wants to sit there and talk about nostalgia and all that, okay, that's a bunch of BS also, okay? Because you want to know why? If he was so nostalgic, shout out to Dr. Sabah John from Oklahoma, he'd bring the Redskins' name back, okay? He's nostalgic about what he wants to be nostalgic about. So it's all filthy, dirty politicians and billionaires having to have their way. Governor of Maryland needs his jets. We need our dollar a year tax write-off. And see, that's what burns people up like you and me. Because here's the thing, Chris. if you and I combine the $12 we have between us right now to go try and mortgage everything we have to get to open a Portillo's and all across D.C., which they do need one, okay? But let's say we try and do a chain of them. We're not going to get no dollar tax, dollar a year rent or taxes or whatever it's going to be. It's all who's in bed with each other. It's all a scam, okay? And at the end of the day, it should go to D.C. because they're going to have to renovate the land and to do what they want to do anyway. Spending another couple hundred million or whatever it's going to be, just do it and get it over with. But Josh Harris and nostalgia and Muriel Bowser and her legacy, they can all go fly a kite, and I'll leave it at that.
All right, there you go. Thank you, AA, as always, appreciate it. And I knew the name would come back into the Central, but it's not a bad idea, right? It's not a bad point. I mean, if Josh Harris truly cared about sentimentality and history and emotional attachment, but sometimes you can fight certain wars and sometimes you are best to avoid them. And that's what I think Josh Harris is, the path, if you will, that they've taken. They're willing to fight the stadium war. They're not willing to fight the name war. 301-230-0980. We'll get to Mark and Largo after the break, but we'll take it right here, right now. I look up and I see Dan Quinn sitting at a dinner table with a cup of coffee with Scott Van Pelt. Can't hear what they're talking about, but I'm sure it's about brotherhood and the reincarnation of the Washington Commanders. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Good to have you with us as we approach halfway home on a Friday, a rainy Friday in the nation's capital, the DMV, and perhaps beyond, wherever you might be listening. We appreciate you listening one way or the other, live or on demand on the Odyssey app, the team980.com, or anywhere you find your podcast. We are available for you right here on the Team 980. It is Chris Russell with you. Metal Chris back in our D.C. Half Street studios as we in the Navy Yard, which is, again, completely revolutionized by Nationals Park. And I don't care what bean counter living in a shoebox wants to tell me about no impact and no direct. Get lost. Get out of here. There's no chance. Zero chance. Navy Yard is Navy Yard. Zero chance without Nationals Park. Not happening. Sorry. I would never believe that for one second. And I stand no, I hate going down there because of traffic. I mean, I love the area. I hate going down there because of traffic, but that's, you know, there is no chance that Chinatown, you heard what Mark Hine had to say on the Junkies this morning. We played that for you. There's zero chance that those places are what they are without the economic engine, if you will, that is the stadium, driving tourism, driving attraction, being basically a free commercial for the city. and spurring that economic development. All right, let's get to a probably final phone call on this, at least for now. We're going to get into some Wizard stuff after the 2:30 break. So why don't we say hello to our pal Mark in Largo on the Team 980. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Chris? What's going on?
All right, Mark, what's going on?
That's good. Hey, look, for the last caller who called and everybody who keeps calling about the name, I think what people have to start understanding, and this is just my personal opinion, and Chris, I think you should get in on this because I think the media in this town really should be held accountable for the name. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of you guys wanted Dan Snyder gone for a very, very long time. Let's just keep it real. Keep it a buck. It was what it was. Do you honestly think that the Washington, let's say the name, Redskins, was going to be able to come back into D.C. with the climate the way things are right now? That name?
No. Who thought that?
Okay. That's one point. I think a lot of people, I understand how a lot of people feel about the name. I get it. I respect it. I get it. I'm happy they're winning. I remember, I've been watching this team since 1978. I'm happy that they're winning. I understand we should get the name back. I will say that. What I'm saying to say this, just because Josh Harris, it seems like he's not working on it. I think he is, but he's got to let sleeping dogs lie first. Meaning you got to get a stadium deal first, which is something Snyder was trying to do for a very long time and he couldn't get. He's trying to get a stadium deal. Then you could work on the name. Then if you want to decide to bring the name back, maybe you start entering that. And I understand what he's trying to do, but I think to sit back and take shots at Josh Harris is totally unfair. He didn't change the name. I do think when they get a stadium deal, then maybe they go back to internet entertaining, making the name change. But perhaps. I think people going back and taking shots at the owner, he's not consistent about the name. Come on, man.
Well, listen. I mean, a couple of things here. Let me just say this. First of all, that's not me. Number one, most importantly.
No, I know it's not you.
But
I know
like
it's not you.
Guys like Athen and Dr. Sabah, who I love, right, and are big parts of this show.
I love them too.
They feel strongly beyond strong about the name thing. Okay, I can't tell them how to feel. I have disagreed. I have disagreed with them from now until pigs fly. Okay, it's just not that big of a deal to me, and it never will be. That being said, okay, I try and take this show and focus on what is the most important issues and what is the most realistic and polarizing issues, and that is building the stadium before we even think about a name or any or uniform changes or branding or whatever.
Right.
They have got to get this stadium deal done, and that is only thing that I'm consumed by.
Chris, that is 150% total agreement with you on that. Total agreement with you on that. You can't, but I just think taking shots at him was wrong. That was kind of that's a little bit too far.
That's fair.
He didn't change the name, okay? Now, if you want to judge him and he says he's not going to do anything about it, that's up for debate. But taking shots at him about the name, I just think it's wrong. Now, I do think the stadium is going to get done. I think people are posturing. It's going to get done. And I think it's going to be bad. I also agree with the last caller. They don't have nothing else to build over there. They're going to have to get it done over there. And I think you're talking about jobs that's not going to be created. It's going to get done. I just think that people need to stop posturing on that. The reason why I said I think you guys should get involved after that gets taken care of about the name change is because, Chris, you especially, you've been ranting and raving about Dan Snyder for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
You were not a big fan of him. I understand why, and I totally get it. I totally get it. And if I was in that situation, I'd probably be the same way. That being said, I think there's a certain segment on the fan base. You have to understand. The mediahood, not you. The mediahood have to say, look, we started the ball rolling with the name change of getting him out of here. Maybe we as the media need to start saying, you know what? Maybe we need to get the name back after the stadium deal is done.
I'll take that into effect down the line when it becomes somewhat of a reality. But here's the one thing that I would say for me personally. I can only speak for me. Again, I don't want the name to go back to Redskins because of the disastrous controversy that is. I don't want a new name because I don't think Commanders is bad. I don't think of Dan Snyder. I think of Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and Jaden Daniels and Josh Harris right now.
Absolutely.
So you won't find me doing that, but I'm going to tell you there are going to be plenty of people that do encourage that once the stadium deal is done, wherever it might be, that they are going to be strongly pushing for that and encouraging that. That is not going to be me. I don't care about uniforms. I don't care about shields and logos and identities and all of that nonsense. I don't care about
just how they play on the field, Chris.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's how they play on the field. Right.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
And by the way, you gave all the Wizards fans a lot of hope with the second pick that they picked in the first round.
Yeah,
I had no idea who this guy was.
Right.
But when you broke it down, it made me feel a lot better.
All right. Well, Will Riley, I really think Will Riley is going to be an unheralded stud, if you will, and a big, big part of this future. I hope I'm right. I hope I'm right. I appreciate it, Mark. Let's do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right. We'll start with this. The NHL draft is tonight. The Capitals picking 27th. They have 5 picks overall this weekend in Los Angeles. Of course, rounds 2 through 7 tomorrow. Just round 1 tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock Eastern time. New York Islanders with the number 1 overall pick. Emily Kaplan of ESPN just announcing on Twitter that the NHL and NHLPA did indeed come to an official agreement on an extension to the CBA. Meanwhile, the Edmonton Oilers signing Trent Frederick to an 8-year, $30.8 million contract extension. So that means an Oiler key figure gets a contract extension, but not Connor McDavid, at least as of right now. Meanwhile, the New York Islanders, again with that number 1 pick, have traded Noah Dobson, defenseman, to the Montreal Canadiens, who of course lost in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs to the Washington Capitals. John Tavares staying in Toronto with a 4-year contract extension. From the NBA, Masai Ujiri out as vice chair and president of the Toronto Raptors. He led them to their only NBA championship. The Philadelphia 76ers picking up the $5 million contract option on Andre Drummond. The Caps, the Nats, open up a 3-game series in Anaheim tonight against the resurgent Angels, who are all the way back to 500 at 40-40. They'll send Jake Irvin to the bump. 9:38, the first pitch, 106.7 The Fan and the Odyssey app with Charlie and Dave. And finally, from the NFL, a trouble for 49ers star cornerback Diamador Lenore. He was arrested in Los Angeles in terms of an obstruction charge. 25-year-old was released from jail earlier this morning. He was part, apparently, of a group that was approached by police, and they observed a gun inside a parked vehicle. There was a fallout to that, and again, he was arrested in Los Angeles on a charge of obstruction of justice. And that's what's trending.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, everybody. Welcome back right here on a rainy Friday in the nation's capital and beyond, wherever you might be. Thank you for listening. Live. On demand, wherever you find your podcasts on the Odyssey app, the team980.com. We are with you until 4 o'clock here live on this Friday. Craig Hoffman, at that point. Let's get into, the Wizards. Going to hear from Will Dawkins, in just a little bit. He was, a guest both of the Junkies and of Kevin Sheehan, this morning. So the Wizards, as we talked about a lot, of course, on yesterday's show, I thought hit two slam dunks. Or two home runs, for lack of a better way to say it, in terms of their two draft picks and Will Riley out of Illinois, and of course Trey Johnson out of Texas on Wednesday night in the first round. Not to mention, they made the trade with Utah to go from 18 to 21. Utah takes a player that I didn't think the Wizards really had that much interest in and that much use for, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. And they picked up two future second-round picks that, 2030, 2031. But if you're not paying attention, that's how deals get done. When teams can acquire all of these movable chips and assets and have pick swaps and options and all that stuff, so what if the Wizards never use those picks? They can use them in trades, future trades. They can use them as part of leverage and options to get future talent when they're absolutely ready to win. Not to mention, they got back into the second round last night. Remember, they traded their number 40 overall to the New Orleans Pelicans, along with Sadiq Bey and Jordan Poole, for C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk on Tuesday. And they traded the number 40 overall pick, but they got, as part of that trade with Utah on Wednesday night, going from 18 to 21, they not only got number 21 and those two future second round picks, but they also got the number 43 overall pick. So they moved down a couple of spots ultimately from where they were in the first round and where they were in the second round, 18 to 21, 40 to 43. But in exchange, again, they picked up a whole lot of salary cap flexibility. Obviously, C.J. McCollum, who knows if he's going to be here or not. I think he will, at least to start, but we'll see. But even if he's not, salary cap room, all that stuff, you know the deal. But then getting back in the second round last night, they picked up Jameer Watkins, a guard from Florida State. Now, I got to be honest with you, Florida State stunk last year, so I didn't watch a lot of them. I've watched a lot of them and a bunch of them in recent years and past years. I don't have a big file on Jameer Watkins, but I think it was Yahoo. That I'm looking at here Yahoo Sports gave the Wizards for that particular pick a B+. And here's what it said. It's pretty clear what the Wizards are going for here with Trey Johnson, Will Riley, now Watkins in the second round. Versatile pieces who can fill different roles offensively. Watkins can run the show, slash to the paint, switch across positions on defense. In Washington, as long as he continues to set a tone on defense, he could become a vital role player. So that's Jameer Watkins, guard, Florida State, and they gave the Wizards, for that particular pick, a B+. Now, listen, I asked a friend who's a big Florida State fan. I said, what can you tell me about Jameer Watkins? He said, well, he was the best player on a lousy team, so I don't know how much it counts or how good it is or whatever. All right, so you take that and you say clearly, I mean, he's not a definite, he's not a guarantee or anything like that. He is 23, 6'5", 215. He is a senior or was a senior. So you know you're getting some experience, some savvy, some maturity, all of that, right? They say his strengths are ball handling and defense, which we just talked about. Concerns shooting, must improve his three-point shooter, only 32.5% on threes in his collegiate season, only 75.8% on his free throws, which is not good. That'll drive me crazy. And he's got to get better at finishing. They said he only made 50% of his layups this past season. In the half court, that number even dipped to 45.2%, according to, again, Yahoo Sports, who used and cited some company called Synergy for that as part of their NBA draft guide preview. And again, Jameer Watkins is coming to Washington, D.C., assuming that they hold on to the pick and the player and so on and so forth. Now, let me just tell you this real quickly before we get to Will Dawkins on the other side. Here's the deal. Again, I keep saying this over and over and over, and I will say it until I'm blue in the face. This team and the Indiana Pacers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Boston Celtics last year, and I can't remember who the Celtics now beat in the NBA Finals 2 years ago. I'd have to look it up. It wasn't Denver. They won the championship the year before that. I'd have to look it up. I just can't remember. I've got so much on my mind. They were built. Yes, they have some really outstanding players. Nobody would dispute that. But they were built, and the reason why they won is because they were teams. They had depth. They had, that loss to the Celtics, Chris. Do you remember who that was? Ah, the Mavericks. There you go. There you go. That's right. Okay. So, you know, the Mavericks might be a little bit of an exception, but and obviously they're radically different. But I guarantee you the Mavericks are better this year, minus Luka, with Kyrie Irving whenever he comes back, Daniel Gafford signed long-term, obviously Cooper Flagg, and Anthony Davis. But that's a whole different story. Depth, 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 depth. A roster, 1 through 9, 1 through 10. Look at this NBA Finals. Look at the way Indiana sustained themselves. Look at the way the Oklahoma City Thunder eventually wore down Indiana and won that series after a bad first half, quite honestly, in Game 7. Look at the defense, the athleticism, and more importantly, the depth. And that's what I think the Wizards have been trying to do. In lieu of not winning the lottery ball of Palooza that we talk about all the time, and don't forget, they finished with the second overall pick last year and took Alex Saar, who a lot of people had as the number one overall pick in a weaker draft, but a lot of people had as the number one overall pick. They got him at number two. And they did have, of course, Koulibaly was a little trade switcheroo with Indiana, and I think he was ultimately the 7th overall pick or whatever it was. The bottom line is, yes, they've had top 10 picks. I got it. So, of course, you're going to get some talent in that regard. But what they are building with all of these first-round picks, Bob Carrington, Keyshawn George, A.J. Johnson, of course, Alex Saar, Bilal Coulibaly, now Trey Johnson, along with Jameer Watkins, the second-round pick, along with Will Riley. What they are building, if a bunch of these players at least turn out to be contributors, is a 1 through 8, a 1 through 9, a 1 through 10, depending on how good everybody turns out to be, that is capable of withstanding an 82-game regular season. Whatever kind of playoff march you can muster. And more importantly, capable of overcoming injuries. And then you supplement them with the veterans that they have and that they still currently have. CJ McCollum, Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton, so on and so forth, right? That's how you build a team. That's how you build a roster. And again, I think the addition of Watkins, defensive switchability, again, even though he's not a great offensive player, a hustle guy, a mature guy, an effort guy, a worker, that is clear that that is something that most teams and most organizations value, but it is very clear that Will Dawkins and Michael Wenger and Travis Schlenk clearly value. And you'll hear from Will Dawkins next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us. All right, everybody, welcome back. Right here on the Team 980. Hang on one second, Chris. While I'm here, Tyler, you're just going to have to wait for Dad's phone, okay? Because I got to do something with it here for this segment, so just hang on. My little guy walks in, and he's like, hey, Dad, can I have your phone? No, I need the phone so I can do the segment that we were supposed to do. All right, let's get to it. Will Dawkins was a guest of both the Junkies and Kevin Sheehan earlier today here on the Team 980. You can listen to both interviews, as I have, on the Odyssey app. Just go to their individual shows, the podcast, all that. It's clearly labeled. But here's a couple of choice cuts for you, and we'll just go down the line that Chris put together for us. And he was asked about the number six overall pick, and that's, of course, not Will Riley. That, of course, is Trey Johnson. I got all my names all confused now. Trey Johnson, the number six pick out of Texas, and if they were concerned that he would be there or wouldn't be there. Let's hit cut one.
We were not certain he was going to be there, so we were very fortunate when we got him, for sure.
Okay, so that was, I mean, that was short and sweet. So they were not sure that he was going to be there. All right, I think most people thought he was going to be there. I think most people thought probably the earliest he was going to go, Trey Johnson, was six to the Wizards. Now, again, that could have been upped because Utah ultimately took Ace Bailey, even though everybody thinks Ace Bailey wants nothing to do with Utah, and he refused to work out for them. And I guess presumably maybe they were thinking that Trey Johnson would go to Utah instead of Ace Bailey. I'm thrilled that they got the player that they got. I did not want anything to do with Ace Bailey, even though supposedly he wanted to come here. Supposedly. He seems like a very much a high-maintenance pain in the ass. I wanted nothing to do with that. All right, so on that note, Will Dawkins, again, a guest of both Kevin Sheehan and the Junkies this morning here on the Team 980, went into the reasons why they like Trey Johnson.
Yes, he was one of our top targets for a lot of reasons. Obviously, he's a really good player in terms of being able to move the scoreboard and shoot. But he's got the right work ethic and mentality. So once we got him in our building and got a feel for him, he was someone that was top five on our board all season long. And when you fell to six, you felt pretty good when you find someone that you have ranked so high.
All right, that is, again, Will Dawkins, Wizards general manager this morning on Trey Johnson. So they had him in the top five. Obviously, they pick him at six. So whatever that means, there's a little bit of value, if you will, there if he's telling the truth, which I believe Will Dawkins is. I mean, I've talked to Will plenty of times on and off the record to realize that he's not going to just blow smoke up people's skirts and whatnot. All right, so cut three real quickly here. We'll end it here for this part of the radio program. He talked about players they look for and don't draft based off position or need, because when you're a bad team and they've only won, 32 games over the last 2 years, you don't just say, oh, we can't take this player because he plays this position X and we already have that. No, you don't have anything. Let's be honest. You have a collection of young talent, and there's a lot of positional versatility or switchability in today's NBA. So here's Dawkins on that.
Yeah, I would say with the guys we've drafted, I would say before this, you could tell that we're going to find guys who we feel have a chance to be NBA players and NBA players for a long time, and guys who have qualities that we feel will be able to play in NBA playoff games, because, again, that's the goal. So right now we're taking best available player who fits a play style that we want to have, and I wouldn't see it as asset play or positional need. Right now we just want to bring a bunch of guys in that compete, want to get after it, and play a style that leads to winning.
Best available player, guy that wants to work hard, guy that has basketball IQ. I mean, he didn't exactly say that, but that's what all that means. And guy that likes playing basketball more than he likes being on social media. That's what he's basically saying. And Trey Johnson supposedly is a basketball junkie, and so is apparently Will Riley. And we just told you about the Florida State pick, number 43. I think the Wizards, and they're probably not going to be given by many of the experts, they're probably not going to be given their love, but I think they hit a pretty significant home run in this particular draft. All right, 3 o'clock on the way. Team 980, final hour of the week, straight ahead. We'll get into some of the Capitals draft. We'll get into the Nationals weekend ahead. We'll get into Justin Tucker suspended 10 games by the NFL. Thoughts on that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.